Proclamation number 5687 of 29th of May, 1953. Signs of the End. Cooled love. This shall announce to you the near end, that love has grown cold amongst people, that a completely godless state prevails, for God cannot be where there is no love, and the word, God is also spoken. Without love, however, the world is Satan's kingdom who has taken possession of all these people who are devoid of all love, just as he is himself. And they will also speak and act as he wants, for they are under his influence and are also considered by him on earth. They have their reward there. However, a terrible fate awaits them when they leave this earth. Yet everything shall still be tried on the unloving people in order to achieve a change of nature. Love shall also be preached to them, if not with words then by example. They shall recognize that love is a strength which overcomes what seems insurmountable. For the end is near, and just as on the one hand the spiritual decay is clearly recognizable which is the cause of unkindness, so on the other hand it will also be clearly noticeable how the spirit of love overcomes everything, how visibly God assists those who are united with him through a life of love, who is truly stronger than his adversary and also demonstrates his might and strength. Love has grown cold amongst people, and thus people are also detached from God, they are so distant from him and without strength, but they compensate for their spiritual lack of strength with the help of the one who is from below, who provides them with strength because they are too willing for him. Thus they return to the one from whom they should finally detach themselves in earthly life in order to be accepted by God into his kingdom. Anyone who lives without love wastes his life, for he enters the kingdom of the beyond dead in spirit. It is commendable to work on these souls, for the work can be successful if it is accompanied by a good example, if fellow human beings can see the peace and strength which lies in living faith and is the result of a life of unselfish neighborly love. The end is near and therefore every soul should still be fought for. The gospel should be proclaimed to every soul but not all want to accept it when it is preached to them in words. But a good example will be heeded and can also bring success, for God will visibly help those who are faithful to him and also prove their love to him through a life of love. Amen.